Toda a fi do Rabi. So, start this verse, beginning from practice. So read everyone, practice it. Yes, there we go. Purification means that one will be able to see God face to face. That is purification. Just like in the sky, as soon as the cloud is moved, dissipated, you can see the sun. This is God. God is everywhere. Within and without, oh, why he is not seen? Because our senses are not perfect. God is everywhere. So they say, oh, why are you going to temple? God is everywhere. As if he has seen God. Is that they say like this? What is the use of going to temple? God is everywhere. Have you seen? Is it not? Sometimes they say.
Yes.
If God is everywhere, why not in the temple? These are the atheistic proposals. If God is everywhere, so why not in the temple? In the temple I can see God, at least. The form of God, it is being worthy of a prasada. So there is a spiritual atmosphere. So why should I not go to the temple? So, actually God is everywhere. But so long I am not purified, I have to see God as they are described in the passage. Here, the deity is God. But because I have no power to see God, therefore I see that it is made of wood, it is made of metal. That is my imperfection. But God is there also. God is everywhere, so God is here also. Why you are talking of metal and wood? Come, reasoning, argument. If God is everywhere, why not he is in the metal or wood? In your eyes it is metal and wood, but we see God. Mr. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava, saw Jagannath. He trained him. Therefore, Visuddhaka, Atmatatman Visuddhaka. So we have to learn how to purify our senses. Then we can see God everywhere. Premanyana Srita Bhakti Vilochani, no? Brahmachandra. Premanyana Srita. When we develop love of God, Rima Anjana, the ointment, just like we apply some ointment to the eyes to make it clear, because vision becomes clearer. Similarly, there is ointment which is called love of God. If you develop that love of God, so by that ointment, when our imperfect eyes will be cleaned, then you can see God. This is the process. Atma-tattvam. So atma-tattvam visuddhartha. Atma-tattvam. Jāvanna-jignyāsatu-atma-tattvam. So, the beginning of purification is first of all to understand what I am. Am I this body or something else? If you can understand myself, what I am, then I can understand God also. Or if I can understand God, then I can understand me also. is that if you see the sun, you can see yourself. In the darkness, you cannot see yourself, neither the sun. That is parabola. Flat. In the, at night, darkness. Dense darkness. You cannot see anything. I am walking in the dark, I cannot see my hands and legs, where I am going, whether I pray, whether I am falling, whether I am rich. This is my position. Therefore it has to be purified. Atmakastam visudhyatam. Jadaha bhagavan ritam. Bhagavan, Supreme Personality, as he says. So therefore we have to cleanse ourselves. Visuddhātma. We have to cleanse. We have to hear from Bhagavān, the Supreme Personality of God. He's coming out of his causeless mercy. He's coming to reveal himself, Krishna. He is like this. I am like this. You are like this. Both things. First beginning to say, you are like this. But asatyanam sutasam pagyavadanta. You are talking like a very learned man. But you do not know what you are. Not this body or not this body. Why you are lamenting for this body? Your body and your brother's body, your grandfather's body, your children's body. But you are not body. Therefore, the first chastisement, Krishna was accepted as spiritual master. The spiritual master has the right to chastise. Father, spiritual master, their advice, to chastise putranta sishthanca tarat natulalat. So, father and teacher, his advice by Chanakya Pandit says, you should always chastise your son and the son. Chastise. Tarat and simple chastise. Always find out mistakes. Don't be angry. But it is the business of the teacher and the father. Simply to find out your mistake. Not to find out your good things. Tarat, not to lalat. Lalat means, but now, my dear son, thank you. Why, you are so nice, you have done. Sometimes it is done, but it is the business of the teacher and the father. Two tests. Never recognize the disciples, businesses, son's business, very good. Then you will be very quiet. That is the injunction of Chanakya. Lalani bahuo dosa. If you simply pass, then there will be so many faults. Lalani bahuo dosa. Dosa means faults. Tarane bahuva guna. And if you chastise others, it's very much qualified. Tarane bahuva guna. Tatma, therefore, putranta, sishanta, tarat, natulalai, simply chastise. Don't bet. This is in your symbolism. So far we are concerned, when our spiritual master used to chastise, we took it as bliss. That was very nice. And you chastise like anything. Damn, left-tailed, foolish, stupid, anything. All good words. One day, it so happened that was not my fault. My old god brother, Prabhupada was speaking. So, I was very much fond of hearing that gentleman, he was a retired doctor. So, he wanted to speak something. He should not have done so. But, so, naturally I also. And Prabhupada saw it and he became so angry. So he knew that my attention was gone by him. He chastised me like his old man. Actually, almost like his age. So he was paying 60 rupees in those days per month. So he became so angry that you think that if you pay 60 rupees, you are partaker. You can do anything. He said like that. Very strong words he used. You think that I am speaking for others. You have learned everything. You are diverting your attention so many ways. Yes, very difficult. So, this is nice to capitalize. Therefore, as soon as Krishna was accepted as Guru, Krishna Sri Hum Shad Maam Satanam, I become your disciple. Because in the beginning there was friendly talk. So friendly talk cannot make any good at all. Talk must be between the spiritual master, teacher, and the disciple. Immediately, first of all, he says, Asasyanam Sutta Sang Pratyavadam to us. But then you are talking like a learned man, but you are a fool, number one. That means if you had been actually Pandit learned man, then you would not have lamented for this cause. But the body is neither the subject matter for lamentation. Either living condition or dead condition. It is no right. This is Krishna's but. But today, modern civilization, they are giving all values to this world. All their philanthropic work, hospitalization and so many things. It's like our Mr. George Harrison, he raised how many million dollars? For?
Nine million.
$9 million to be. This is great. In the Bhagavad Gita, we don't find anywhere a single line that you raise funds for giving relief to the poor or to the suffering. Is there any statement?
No.
Bhagavad Gita. You have read? Can you find out? But these people have become more learned than Krishna. But in our country, Vibhatananda, there is no Narayana Seva. The whole Lord Krishna Mitra is collecting funds only on this rascal plea. One Savi Nityananda. He told me, now the Americans have posted that you are raising funds for killing the poor, but when you go to India, you see simply poor there. What are you doing with this money? Actually, they are doing nothing. They are collecting money in the name of killing the poor, and they are living just like wild style. Eating all, everything. So, we should not be very much attached for the benefit of this body. We must purify. Atma
See, sometimes in Sanskrit language, Atma is meant the body, the mind, and the soul. So, Atma Tattva Vishuddha, in order to find out what is pure Atma. Now, Atma is covered with the subtle body and the gross body. So, we should analyze whether this God body, gross body is Atma or the subtle body is Atma. So, they do not know the modern civilization. The Burmese, they are accepting this gross body as Atma. Gross body as Atma. All the subtle ones, the Jainis, they are accepting mind intelligence as Atma. But Atma is above. Therefore we have to purify the idea of Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva Vishuddha. Atma Tattva Vishuddha. Jada. So we have to hear some authority from Bhagavan. Brahmane darsana rupam tabva deepam patat jaha. Because Brahma underwent great tapasya for hundreds of years. So, being pleased upon Brahma, Krishna, Lord Krishna, explained to him this Atma. So, Krishna is within. In the beginning of Bhagavad, Tene Brahma Rida. When Brahma saw the form of the Lord, not exactly outside, but from within. And he educated him from within. Tene Brahma Rida. Rida means through the heart. He transmitted the knowledge. Bhagavad Gita. And after understanding the Bhagavad Gita, instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wrote this Brahma Samhita. Cintamani Tatara Sadama Sukalpa Vikkala Tapati Sutra Vida Vipa. There are 100 chapters of Brahma Samhita. They are lost. Only the 6th chapter was found in a temple in a handwritten leaf. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected it and gave it to his disciples that this Brahma Samhita is the summary of Srimadha Bhagavatam. So Brahma learns what is Krishna, what is Bhagavan, from Bhagavan. So you have to learn also from Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is teaching himself, Arjuna, Krishna. And you try to understand as Arjuna understood, then you also directly learn what is taught by Krishna. Krishna was accepted by Arjuna. Parabrahma, paramdhamam, pavittam, paramam. You are Parabrahma, you are the Supreme Brahma. Paramdhamam, you are the rest of everything. Paramdhamam, pavittam, this is the Supreme Pure. Paramam, sāsatam, purusam. You are purusam, enjoy. So these things were accepted by Arjuna. So if you simply accept, as Arjuna accepted, then you also learn what is Bhagavan. Also spiritual. Localized Paramatma, there is also spiritual. And Bhagavan. They are all spiritual, therefore all one. But
according to my anger, ultimately Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because I cannot see, sometimes I realize as impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma. But actually, the absolute truth, absolute person, is Krishna. Matta paratara nasti, Krishna says. There is no more superior truth about. So, you realize the absolute truth in the five stages, in the beginning, as impersonal Brahma. Impersonal Brahma. It's like you realize the sun as impersonal sunlight. Then, localized sun glow, but if you are able to enter into the sun glow, then you see the sun god. It is up to your power, but actually, from the person, sun god, the light itself. This is practice. The sun god, within the sun glow, there is sun god. He was down. He's a person. Sujjana. And they are a person also in that globe. They are living in the Surya Loka. Similarly, they are a person in the Chandra Loka. I do not know which Chandra Loka these people are going. They find no person there. But they say that one side is dark. Whether one side is dark for them, in that side there may be. Anyway. So, yes, then go on. Generally,
people have many wrong conceptions about both of them. The wrong conception of the Jivatma is to identify the material body with the pure soul, and the wrong conception of Paramatma is to think him on an equal level with the living entity. But both misconceptions can be removed by one stroke of bhakti yoga. Just as in the sunlight, both the sun and the world and everything within the sunlight are properly seen. In the darkness, no one can see the sun, nor himself, nor the world. But in the sunlight, one can see the sun, himself, and the world around him. Srila Śrupadeva Goswami therefore says that for purification of both wrong conceptions, the Lord presented his eternal form before Brahmaji, being fully satisfied by Brahma's non-deceptive vow of discharging bhakti yoga.
That is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, if you want to know me, then you have to accept this bhakti yoga. No other way. Because without full surrender unto Krishna, nobody can know. There is even a very important man in this world. You cannot know him by challenge, but if you surrender, it is possible to know him. Bhakti yoga therefore requires little tapasya, not placing. Tapasya, that we are addicted to so many sinful activities, we must give it up. That is tapasya. You must observe fasting and Ekadashi day, our Lord's birthday. These are tapasya. And if you do not, we must chant 15 rounds. You must observe the rules and regulations. This is tapasya. Don't make God very cheap things. It is very cheap. No. He has been made very easy for the Kali Yuga people because they cannot undergo any kind of tapasya. There is simple tapasya. Chant 60. Don't take this. Don't do this. Four items. Take prasad. Don't take anything. So nothing is strong. A little regulated. That this much if we do not do, then how we can expect to see God and understand God? Tapo vidyam Simply we remain like hay, hogs and cats and dogs, then how is it possible to realize God? Param pavitram, if I do not become pavitra myself, pure, how I can see the Supreme Pure? It's impossible. Tapasya must be there. But for this age, this tapasya has been minimized. Brahma is the most important person within this universe. He underwent tapasya for 100 years. Then he could see God and realize God. So you cannot go such a tapasya. Undergo such tapasya. That's not possible in this day. He has simply asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly. He's God. He's giving his own prescription. Harinnama, 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 yukivalam, kalau nasi, kutanasi, kutanasi. Simply charged. Because in these days, it is very difficult. Every process, the yoga system, that is also tapasya. The jnana system, that is also tapasya. Karma system also. That is also great tapasya. Karma means not working hard in the factory, like cats and dogs. No, that is not tapasya. Karma means to perform the ritualistic ceremonies, big, big jungles, sacrifices. That is possible. So where is your money? You cannot provide your food even for 2 meals. That is the position. But 2 meals only, people are going. You see? 50 miles, 60 miles, 40 miles, that is covered. Or they are sometimes coming from 120 miles. In train. And I have seen in Canada, they are going by plane. From Vancouver to Montreal or something like that. That they will be doing. People in any other country also, there are many men coming daily. Los Angeles has 500 miles. Right? This is your civilization. For 2 meals only, you have to make so much tapasya. 50 miles, 100 miles, 500 miles, go and come back. There is a story that one gentleman, he was coming to Calcutta early in the morning because he has to go 100 miles. So to catch the first train at 6 o'clock, then he reached at 9 o'clock in the city. Then he can attend office at 10 o'clock. So, and again going back, the office hour is finished at 5 o'clock. He has to go to home at 10 o'clock. But still he will go for sleeping for 6 hours, the whole that night. He engaged for earning food. So they will undergo so much tapasya only for 2 meals, which is obtained very easily by the cats and dogs. But they are not prepared for that, so any tapasya for understanding God. This is it. But means the boss, geese, they are not going to office. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Only the civilized form of the so-called civilized men, they are undergoing so much trouble for their needs. But others, they are not going 50 miles. They are got ready food. They say, sit down in, on any tree, or there are enough fruits, little eating, when is that even? Or take the elephants also, they are eating so much. They are not supposed to food. Therefore, Shastra says that food is already there. So many people say, so many people are dying,
starving. He said, where is the man coming? He said, these are all pleas. They won't take any tapasapar understanding, but they work hard like asses, like hogs and dogs, for 2 minutes. But you should consider that we are taking so much penance, but simply feeling our this hungry daily appetite. Why not little tapasapar for Krishna? Chanting, sitting down. That will be the difficult. Then, tapasya, penance, in pure bhakti.
The form of the Lord which is manifested before Brahman
intelligence, that our form will change, or we die, or Krishna never dies. Krishna never dies. The evidence of death is just like in our past life, we had some body, and we die, we have got another body. Krishna does not die, means he does not change his body. Sambhamami Atman. If he would have died, then he could not recollect in his mind the incident which happened millions of years ago. He said, Vivasthan, Prathvanaham Abhyam, Vivasthan Manavetka. When Arjuna inquired, did you say that you instructed this Bhagavad Gita, this time, to Vivasthan? Long, long, millions of years. How can I believe it? But the person, I remember it. You don't remember. Therefore, I do not die. You can. This is it. One who can remember, he doesn't die. Just like I, so long I can remember of my childhood activities, boyhood activities, I'm not that. It is not, although the body is gone. This is the evidence that Krishna doesn't die. Try to understand this part. Death means forgetting everything. That is death. But if you can remember, that is not death. Is it clear?
Yes.
So, I change my body, but I remember that I was a child. I was a boy. I was playing like this, I did like this. My mother was chastising me like this. That's all about it. But the body is gone. So, this is the distinction between death and life. If you can remember, then you are not dead. And if you forget, then it is. But the Atma is permanent, you know. The Krishna does not die. Otherwise, how he could remember? This is the reason. To try to understand all this reasoning, you have to preach. This is the reason. Because Krishna says that I remember everything, therefore Krishna does not die. Is it standing or not? Yes. My personal example, because I remember all my childhood, boyhood activities, therefore I am not dead. Nobody says that you are dead, man. Although my body is dead. Because I remember. And as soon as I shall forget, that is it. Then, one heart and one spot. Sri Vishnu's Manane, Sravane Parishti, Parishit Manane sat down. He did not do anything. He simply heard about Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Krishna, activity. Sri Vishnu Sravane, simply by hearing. Parikit attain perfection. Avavad vayasati kirtane Vyasi. Vyasi means Sukadeva's self. He said, he simply narrated, he also said. Therefore, Sabanam Kisanam Vishnas Maranam Pada Sevanam. There are 9 different processes of people. Any one of them you adopt, you become perfect. Not that you have to adopt 9. If you can, it is very nice. 9, 8, 7, 3, 5. If you adopt only one, you become. Beyond anything, simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a real life source, you will become one. So, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pavasivanam Achanam Vandana. If you simply watch the deity in the regulative form, you become one. This is Achanam. Savanam. So, all the methods are there. You adopt any one of them, you become perfect. Simply offer prayer, you become perfect. Bandhanam. You simply walk this temple and sweep this temple regularly with heart and soul, you become perfect. You don't require him to read. Dasyam. That can mean simply work as menial servant of Krishna. Dasyam. Satyam. Arjuna. Take that. Arjuna. He meant simply friendship with Krishna. In friendship, so many insulting words are used also. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Savanam Pavati Achanam Vandanam Dasa Pratham Asani. So anyone of them will adopt to become perfect. So the best thing is Nittam Bhagavata Sivaya. If you go hear Bhagavata, is this for hearing? For hearing, this listening. Otherwise, why you are taking so much time? So, here it is said that both Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshitma attain perfection through the medium of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions?
You said that a person progresses through the 3 levels of God realization, from Brahman realization. Is that true also for a Vaishnava? Does he first attain Brahman realization and then Paramatma or does he?
But now, immediately gives him lift to the Supreme Person. And because he understands Supreme Person, automatically understands what is Paramatma. Others, they go step by step. But Vaishnava is given immediate lift. Just like somebody is earning money, $10, $15, $20, and he's thinking of accumulating money, 100,000. So if somebody gives it, immediately 100,000. Okay. Then $10, $15, $20, $100, $1,000, and all this. Jasmin vijnanate sadamedam vijnatam bhavanti. If you simply try to understand Krishna, then you understand. That Krishna says, brahmanaham pratishya. The impersonal Brahma is resting upon me. They immediately understand what is impersonal Brahma. Jasta prabha. It is the effulgence of Krishna's body. Isara sarvabhutanam vidyate vajjavati sthiti. You understand, Krishna resides in everyone's heart, that is Paramatma. Immediately understand what is Paramatma, immediately understand what is Brahma.
Because it's a gradual process.
A gradual process for the other, not for the devotee. The
Devotee is given immediately. And that also in a simple way. And in his form of name, Nama Rupa. He simply chants Hare Krishna. The devotee is privileged so much. Especially in this age, that you check God, the Supreme, Absolute Truth, by chanting Hare Krishna. If you do it properly, then everything is done. We are given the thing immediately, but it may take some time. That is very good. That is another thing. And for others, those who are trying to know the Absolute Truth by their own effort, for them, first realization is good. The next realization is Paramatma. And if they can surpass these two realizations, then someday they may become fortunate to understand that it is the Supreme Person.
Why are we able to recall when we were in the womb?
The womb?
Womb. The womb of the mother.
What is to be done in the mother's womb? What is to be done? What is the question I cannot remember?
She wants to know why we can't remember that. Why I can't remember when I was in the womb.
You cannot remember so many things.
But you said that when we change bodies, we forget everything. That after death, but I don't understand.
Change body. Just like you have changed your body from the body of the womb and at the present moment, but you don't remember all the incidents that have happened. So, sometimes we remember, sometimes we do not remember. But generally, if you remember during lifetime, but we forget also. Even if we forget, that does not mean I am dead. Forgetfulness is explained maya. We forget Krishna. We forget that I am part and parcel of Krishna. We forget Krishna. There is explained, what is that? Atmaya mitiraja. Atma, that is the illusion, the forgetfulness. Actually, there is no forgetfulness. But I should not forget. But because I am illusion, that's why. So, because I forget means I am illusion, atma. Influenced by the more samasya. This is one who is more influenced by the most material nature. They forget. Just like you are worshipping Krishna, but others are not worshipping. They are to be arrogant to Krishna consciousness. That means, it does not mean they are actually separate from Krishna, but they are to be arrogant. They say, man is not dead. He is sleeping, but he has to be arrogant. As soon as he is arrogant, he remembers it. This is called sapnat-sitanya. I am sleeping, forgetting everything. I am in a different place. But as soon as I am arrogant, I remember, oh, that is, I have to do this, I have to go back, I have to do this. So this forgetfulness is a temporary illusion. Actually, you don't forget. The temporary atma-maya-arita. It is only
it is an action of God external in us. Because I wanted to forget Krishna, therefore Krishna has helped me in forgetting him by his own illusory energy. That's something.